please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on. Please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on.
Dirty Water Podcast, man. I'm Lex, man.
Moses.
Dave B. And we are the Temptations. Let's go.
Yeah, Dave. What?
We're not. We're working on that.
No, we're not no fucking Temptations.
We are the Delphonics.
See, y'all
what's
don't even know.
Wrong with this nigga?
Y'all don't even know about the Delphonics. I'll put you on
this nigga,
later.
Man. Well, this is what? Episode 29. And we're here another Thursday. You right. Niggas. Hope y'all fuck with the OG episodes and shit. Shit. Going to jails for suckers. And real quick, I gotta address some shit. I just have to say, you know what I mean? Yo, like, people been trying to, like, come at me and shit, like, because I won't let them on the podcast or what, for whatever reason or whatnot. And it's like, listen,
nigga,
man.
Nigga, sorry.
Listen, man. If you don't support Dirty Water Podcast, if you don't share our shit, if you don't like our shit, if you ain't listening to our shit, I even know what cities be listening and all that other type of shit. You know what I mean? We don't give a fuck about getting nobody on our shit. Nigga, we ain't nobody. We ain't celebrities. We ain't none of that shit. It's just some shit we create to have fun for people to fucking listen to. So calm down out there. Like, for real. Like, shit is fucking ridiculous out
tomorrow.
Here.
Yo, niggas getting sensitive out here. Yeah. Sensitive Sally ass niggas,
the
man.
What the fuck is wrong with
go
people?
Tell them to go rap or do something. Then I want to interview.
I don't understand what the fuck is going on with people out here. So
melt 12 pennies together, make a chain, we'll talk.
Let's keep it 100 on top of that. On top of Fayetteville ain't even our top city. Like, so nigga, we trying to do some global shit, nigga. You know what I mean? If you fuck with us, you fuck with us. We appreciate people that do fuck with us and that do listen to Dirty Water Podcast. And then if you not, don't fucking be asking to be getting on this shit. You know what I mean? Now that that's fucking said.
Right. Stop being sensitive, niggas.
Basically. What's up, Moses? Happy birthday, Moses. Happy birthday, my nigga. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling all right. Sorry.
Right. How are you turning? You ain't speaking on that.
Don't worry about
one
it.
More year older, one more year uglier. Congratulations, nigga. 52.
Mm-hmm. Why you gotta be alive, man? Making money, man.
Why you got a bulletproof vest on?
50, man.
I just put on the shirt. I mean, I need.
You know, just
I mean, it's
with
it's liking that niggas like my shit because when you keep commenting on it, you like it.
I do.
You got backwood in every pocket.
Don't be like me, man. Be yourself, man.
You know what I mean? He said, don't watch him watch
whoa,
TV.
Whoa. Fuck whoa. Jesus Christ. Jesus. Moses. Yeah. You all right, my brother?
I'm good. My brother fell sometimes. I don't give a fuck. What? You heard what I say? I don't give a fuck.
Anyway.
Yo, Future dropped a little project. Y'all hear the Future shit? Save me.
Depressing shit.
I ain't like it.
Yeah, it made me want to slip my wrist, man. I was listening to it.
I ain't like it.
Fucking trash.
I ain't like it.
Trash?
I feel like that was just for the... I mean, you got to be drugged up. I don't want to feel like I got to be drugged up just to your shit. Like, when I'm drunk or something like that. Be like, damn, this shit is hot now. You know what I'm saying? I want to listen to it. I'm sober and be like, this shit hot.
What you don't like about it? It is the same fucking pattern, though.
It's
same cadence, same.
But it's not banging.
It's depressing, nigga. That's what
I really listen to Dirty Sprite.
I agree. I can't.
I'd rather listen to that other nigga with the alien. Racks on Racks on Racks.
I like this joint called St. Lucia.
That was E.T. with glasses, nigga. Did Racks on Racks on Racks. Little light skin. All right.
I like the St. Lucia joint off of there.
Whatever. It definitely ain't fucking summer music, that's for sure. If you if you bumping that shit in the summer, you probably drinking Everclear or some shit like that. It's ready to hang it up. That shit is depressing.
You like it?
Ready to hang it up, Dave?
Nah, Dave like it.
Right, ready to hang it up, my nigga. That shit trash, bro.
I like it though. It bring me back to that Hendrix album.
Yeah, we know you was gonna like it, nigga. I like it.
I like it, man.
Oh my god,
you like everything?
What? I don't like. No, I don't like
you.
Do.
You do.
I like it.
Everything came on. You say you like.
I don't like the Tiger joint.
You say you like.
You like that shit, nigga.
No, I don't.
You was bumping it.
No, no, no.
And you was smiling.
No, I was not.
And you was smiling like a kid, like. Got his first toy. He was smiling like, look, I got a Sega Genesis. It's a racing game. It's a, oh, nah, but it's
you the one that was riding out to the Tiger album, nigga.
Oh, I was?
Yes.
How was I riding when you was bumping?
Because you had your dress shaking.
I was shaking my head. No, that's why. I was like, no, please go to something else.
Yo, I tell you one thing. That Tiger, all that shit sound the same. Like, it's like he picked the same beat.
My nigga, you just said the same thing about Future, nigga. Come on.
And you were loving it.
Figure out. The nigga Tiger shit is knocking, but it's all the same song. Future shit trash, and it's all the same song, nigga. They one and the same. That shit
what can
trash.
Tiger talk about?
Partying and bitches, nigga. That's all
you know what I'm saying? So,
anyway.
Like, come on.
That's all the young niggas want to hear anyway.
I tell you one thing. I'm still listening to that Jim Jones album.
You heard what Future said, though. He tired of rapping about that shit, though.
But he's still trying to rap about that shit.
In a different way. I think that's why the album didn't come out too good. Maybe just trying something different, though.
It's only 7 songs.
Right.
Quick little EP,
tells you,
I guess, or whatever. Yeah.
Like 7? Like, damn.
Like, just some shit he just want to throw out.
I got to get some shoes. That's a shoe album.
I'm sure he'll come out with another... project very soon. No, that nigga dropped every 2-3 months.
Talking like mixtape, or you talking about another?
Whatever the fuck he dropped.
He do
okay,
drop.
Damn.
Yeah, he dropped. He does drop back to back. He try to keep that consistency going.
Right.
Can't knock him for it though. Got to keep his fans going. That Jim Jones album, I'm still bumping that shit though. That shit riding.
That shit nice. That's summertime.
That's definitely summertime. Summertime New York shit.
All of them.
There you go, Moses. What about you, Dave? You still rocking with that?
Word.
Yeah, Jim Jones. Fucking. So what y'all think is the best way to receive music?
You need Max on a couple of them songs too, though.
You need Jewels.
That too.
Let me not say Max, but Max, you know what they're going through.
Max sound real good on a couple of them records.
This been his time for it too.
Who?
Max. That melodic shit on, you know what I mean? So. Yo, so what's the best way y'all receive music, yo?
I feel like when you doing something, working out or at work, just chilling. Wanna get your mind loose.
Is it different when you have like
up or smoking?
Is it different when you listening to like a big ass subwoofer, loud ass system?
It makes
versus headphones or anything like that.
It makes different in the system, like you are aware of, but like something about that headphones just put you more tuned in it. Feel right. Like you there. Like you'll zone out. Like somebody be talking, you be like, what? I'm chilling.
Yeah, a lot of shit sound good loud, my nigga. That's all.
This nigga.
Yeah.
I like riding.
A little bit
car.
Of bass.
You know what I mean?
All that.
I like riding the car.
You like the speakers or you like the headphones, though?
It depends on what I'm doing.
What do you do, Dave?
if you out running around, like if you out walking around in New York, you have headphones on. So, you know what I mean? It's gonna sound good when you're on headphones. When I'm at the house, I'm sitting around getting high, put my speaker on, and I listen to music. That's how I digest music.
Okay. Yo, so Cal is salty out here.
He number one now.
He number one now?
Yep. Second week he number one. He jumped up.
Oh, yeah. Why he gotta be so salty and be a fucking hater though? On Tyler the Creator.
He ain't a hater, he just mad. He mad.
That's hating.
That's not. He's not hating.
Like, we talked about this last time.
I don't think he's hating on Tyler. I think he just hating that he's not.
No, I'm talking about it's saying as far as like fan base with DJ
Khaled.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's different. Like, you're a DJ. This dude's an artist.
Right, right.
So, like.
It still don't mean nothing because he got 30 niggas on that damn album.
Well, Tyler got a cult fan base.
He's number two now, so fuck all that cult shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's number two now.
Yeah, it's now. He keep pushing it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's number two now. So it shit fluctuate. I'm sure that the fact that Khaled made a big deal out of shit probably drove his sales up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that could have been a marketing scheme, huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
to go number two the second time.
No, I don't think it's.
I mean, to go number one on the second round.
No, he won the one the first time. If it was a marketing scheme, he adjusted to get number one the second week.
Nobody goes for number two. This number one, number two. What names y'all talking about? I'm an old Jack. Who y'all talking about?
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. And who else?
Tyler the Creator.
Who the hell is he? I heard DJ Khaled with Tyler the Creator now.
He hot. He make his own beats. He create his own music.
Where is he from?
California.
Cali, okay.
Yeah, he do his own
thing. How long he been out there? 10, 15 years or something? Just not get the number two or what? Number two? What'd you say, David?
I don't know exactly how long he been out.
Tyler Creighton got
probably about eight years.
Hits, number one hits, though. He been out for a good minute.
He's about 8 years.
He's just different. You know what I'm saying? He's not for everybody.
That's that rap stuff. I don't understand none of that rap stuff. I don't know. I don't be listening to all that stuff.
Y'all think Khaled run is over, though?
Nah, man.
Nah, because, like, Khaled, like you said, like, it's different artists on there, so he can't get old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Khaled run,
so that's what makes him kind of good in a way to me.
But it's like he
can't never get old because of artists.
But it's like he keeps the same fucking formula, though, and just creates the same fucking song.
My nigga, you just said the same thing about three different artists, my nigga. That's the formula. If the formula don't... If it ain't broke, niggas not switching their shit up.
Right, yeah. What I'm just saying, I think he might have finally reached his peak, is what I'm thinking.
Nah, my nigga. As long as he got relationships, them niggas gonna give him records. And half of them records, they gonna do a little something. Mm. Khaled's always gonna be good as long as he got relationships.
I don't feel like it.
Because he's
be
not
the
putting.
Same.
He ain't really different. Putting. I don't know if he pick. Is he putting the records together? He might be picking the beats. The beats is tough. Yeah. But the rappers is rapping on it. If they can't come up with something more creative, then that's them. That don't mean that he's falling off. It's them fucking rappers that's on his album that's making trash songs.
I think he lost a lot of money off of this album.
I can almost guarantee you that he don't pay for none of his samples, so he ain't losing nothing.
Nah, what
I mean,
I'm saying
I mean, for his future. His
what
features.
I'm saying is for him, the way he marketed it, he put out all these videos. That's a lot of money he spent there, right?
Okay.
So then, next thing you know, nah, listen.
I don't think it's as much as you think it is, my nigga.
I think he lost a big chunk of money with the Nipsey Hussle thing, situation. I think he made most of his real money with Nipsey Hussle's song because of his death and everything, but he said he's taking those proceeds. He gives that to the family. But he's still banking on all those other singles to hit, and I don't think they quite hit in the way he thought they was going to hit. What I'm saying, like, he spent more money than what he thought he was going to spend putting this shit together.
Money, it's not over, bro.
He did lose some money.
Guess what? He's about to gain it all back.
Well, my thing is, he needs to see, stop crying. Then that's all I'm saying. Stop crying,
my
then.
Nigga. Like, it worked. He's number one stunt. Now. Like, what's the second said, week? He's number one. It worked.
Might be a little publicity stunt. Never know.
I'll just sit down sometime and listen to some old shit. Some old rock and roll shit. Goddamn, Steven Tyler.
Nah, we don't.
Okay, well, hold on.
Like Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Okay, yeah, ain't nobody listening to that bullshit.
Man, there you young motherfuckers go. There you young motherfuckers go. There y'all young motherfuckers go. Grand Funk Railroad. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Old Town Road.
Three Dog Night. These motherfuckers. God, man. These motherfuckers had guitar riffs and drum beats and shit back in these songs. These motherfuckers would make millions and millions of dollars. They sample some of that shit. That's the real deal right there.
Yeah.
I like the old R&B and the blues and shit, but You keep that
rock and roll shit. Yeah,
yeah, y'all. All right, y'all say that shit, but y'all don't know.
Listen. Led Zeppelin.
Oh, what the hell?
Shit?
Stairway to Heaven, nigga. Shit, that's the greatest, one of the greatest of all time. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, see.
Robert Plant, Stairway to Heaven.
I know your man is Prince though.
Oh, Prince. No, Prince. Nah, Prince, you rock and roll, yeah,
no, I know. I fucks with Prince. Okay. Nah, what you talking about? I fucks with Prince. I'm just saying, I know that's it. He put me on.
That's
Prince.
A sassy nigga too, boy. He was. He was sassy.
He's a different motherfucker, yo.
Prince is dirty, sassy, nasty motherfucker. Yo. Ooh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
All right. So, let's talk about the Titanic 2 coming in 2022.
Right,
nobody give a fuck. The Titanic 2.
Wow. No.
Nigga, they making a whole new boat.
The whole new ship.
Wow. Titanic part.
And it's going to take the same route.
Y'all go ahead and take y'all a ride, dude.
I'm not taking a ride.
I ain't fucking with that shit.
I'm going to watch it, though.
It might be a little bit safer because of global warming.
Listen.
A lot of them icebergs is melting.
Ain't nothing safe you out there in that goddamn ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn ocean, 75% of the water in America. Yeah. You out there in all that water, them big tidal waves, with the way down global warming is. You got 200-foot waves. Watch that motherfucker right on the shore. To the bottom. I ain't playing with that shit. Can't drink that water.
The way North Carolina shit been set up, shit, nigga, them sharks is out there right now. They eating up motherfuckers. I've been seeing that shit on the news left and right.
They hungry.
they out there smelling blood. Watch out for the Cape River. Oh, yeah. You think the Cape River gonna have some sharks?
Got gator. They got fishing that long in.
They got catfish, them motherfucker, 300 motherfuckers pounds. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Shit.
Couple bodies in there, too.
Amen. Bars in the Cape Fear is in the goddamn Hudson River. I bet you that, right, Manhattan.
Old trash bags, everything.
That's a body burial ground.
Y'all want to talk about who's like the most influential now between the deaths of Nipsey Hussle and Tupac?
Now it's be Nipsey. Ain't nobody talking about Tupac right now.
Agree with him.
I didn't either. I didn't know who Nipsey was. They were telling me about who Nipsey was. I heard a couple of his songs and stuff. It's pretty cool and shit. But Tupac's just a pure fucking legend, man. Right.
Well, yeah. I like Pac. Don't get it twisted.
Pac's just a pure legend.
He had a little fakeness to him, though.
I don't know about what kind of fakeness you talking about.
Nipsey Hussle said, you know, these niggas affiliated. I'm born and raised. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, Pac was only banging because motherfucking Suge got him out of jail.
I don't know all about that story.
I'm just saying.
I know that's a rap situation. Y'all was young.
Croc still had his ill songs, his real songs, Dear Mama. You know what I mean? So Many Tears and all that. I'm not saying he ain't a legend. I'm just saying I think Nipsey is more, he's more real and he was more influential
as far as
the culture goes.
For me being 68 years old, Tupac was the only rapper I ever really paid any attention to. And LL Cool J, cause you can hear understand what they goddamn saying. They made fucking sense. Rest of this shit, it ain't really cracking with me.
Now you gotta hear Nipsey though, cause Nipsey made sense too.
All right, I gotta hear Nipsey. Old man, old pop, gotta hear Nipsey. OG, gotta hear a little Nipsey. Y'all gotta break me down with a little taste.
What you think, Moses? Who you think is more influential?
Well, like Dave said, like Nipsey right now.
Right.
You got to understand, like, some kids don't even know Tupac like that.
Right.
They do. They like some of his songs, but they more in tune with Nipsey.
Yeah.
Nipsey did, like, a different thing to Tupac. I mean, I think probably Tupac had some time. He probably did the same stuff, but he was on, like, you got to understand, he got a lot of pressure and all this bullshit, like, came along. Yeah, so, like, Nipsey didn't have that kind of shit that Tupac had. You know what I'm saying? So, with the deaths and stuff, people didn't start comparing people. I don't care where you're from. Right. You're still different.
Okay.
Just like
Pac is the only Pac.
Big L and Biggie. They different.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You see what I'm saying? For both of them hot.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
different hots.
Everybody said it. Like Jay-Z, he's hot right now, and he said Right. That's how the Jay-Z for being no one being there, right?
Oh yeah, first rapper billionaire.
Yeah. Oh yeah, amen.
But
that,
I thought we knew he was a billionaire though.
Yeah,
man.
But it's, you know what I'm saying? To let people, you know what I'm saying?
Just on
people
paper
know.
Now.
Yeah.
It's on paper now. Nah, don't nobody know why they killed him. Dude, he's just gonna go to trial.
Where he gonna be in trouble.
Heard a few stories and stuff, but you can't depend on what they say.
It's just something that we don't know.
Say the guy thought about that disrespect to him some kind of way.
Some bullshit.
Nichols had his own clothing store, was doing stuff in the neighborhood. This nigga didn't like it. He thought he was trying to be too goddamn fancy. And I thought he was above everybody else. And he was, and the way I understand it, and Nipsey won't like that shit. The guy got it all backwards and wrong, and that's where the streets
fucked
is,
fucked up
man.
Out here.
Man. Yeah, man, that's where the streets is, fucked up out here.
You can't get mad
especially at me. Especially when black people, man, black people can't never get along and support what everybody else fucking do.
Right.
They know you doing a little better than they doing. There's always some jealousy, and they want to fucking knock your ass down. That ain't right. And all my people, shit, we got to come together and do what we can for each other. Instead of worrying about the white man, what he done did to y'all these goddamn years.
Yeah, you can't get that time back.
Yeah, you can't. That's time already gone.
Just stick together.
Stick together and do for each other, and everybody have a little something.
That fool can't do that. All race can do that.
That's right. All races can do that besides black folks.
Did y'all want to talk about when they see us? I know Dave and Moses didn't get to see it yet, but that shit is real.
Yeah.
I didn't see the movie either.
Ain't nobody
I heard
see
everybody
it yet.
Talking
Should've
about
it.
But I was working in New York City when all this shit was going down and shit. Mm. And it was a bad situation. That particular situation set racial tensions back in New York and across the country for a long time too. Mm. Even I at that time had said, if these motherfuckers did this to this damn woman, that they should go to jail, get locked up for life. Right. But overall, they didn't do a goddamn thing.
Was no evidence, was, none.
They ain't did shit.
No physical evidence, nothing. They were just still trying to place them there.
As, like I said last week when we were talking about the police. Police, the DA, and the goddamn prosecutor's office, they always want to win. And that win was a big-time, flashy-ass fucking win. Mm. And this bitch made it. Paid her bones off these five goddamn black kids. Right. They should hang a goddamn ass.
14, 15 years old.
Taking them down to the goddamn jailhouse.
Questioning them
without their damn parents. They didn't know what their damn rights was. They didn't do shit.
I watched it with my son just so he can understand.
Yeah.
He's 10 years old just so he can see what's going on. It's called When They See Us.
Central Park 5.
It's on Netflix. Check it out, cuz. It's a must watch.
Little clips of it. It's crazy.
Yeah. You should check it out. Like I said, I watch it with my son. He's 10 years old. I want him to understand, you know, racism is, you know what I mean, a lie. Police are crooked. They still crooked to this day.
They.
You know what I mean?
What?
No, we ain't going to talk about that. My son is crazy.
I'm his granddad, and I told him, man, so you can't say that to people.
Right, yeah.
But actually, I wasn't too goddamn mad at all, really.
The fucked up thing is, I don't even talk like that in my house.
I know.
Like, you know, I don't even talk about Trump and that. I don't give a fuck about that motherfucker. None of that shit. That shit's crazy, man.
It's not even you, though.
PlayStation,
right.
Nigga.
Right. Right. Word.
Not, yeah, that's what
Facebook,
I say. It's not even you.
PlayStation.
Games in
Instagram,
school. Like,
all that shit.
When they talk to each other, school and games. That's it. Like, you got to understand, we was growing up. That's the way we did it. We forget, like, we had our own little thing, too. What's up, man? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Seem like we popping and ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
but you know what? We talking about that little situation with my grandson and my son. And the people out here in the airwaves, they don't know what we're talking about. I'm going to just go.
We're talking about it.
Grandpa can go ahead and say it.
The episode Dave wasn't on. One Ball.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what it's called, One Ball.
Yeah.
Check it out. Go back and listen to it. Go back and listen to all our episodes, man. Like, we every fucking Thursday, man. But, yeah, that shit is wild.
That shit was wild and funny.
Wild and funny.
My grandson laid into that little young white bitch. I ain't gonna tell them.
Come on, man. I'm saying, nah, chill out. Next.
OG out.
Jesus Christ, man.
But I had to say it.
Y'all seen that movie, Ma? Y'all seen that? I mean, y'all hear about that movie?
Nah, it sounds crazy.
You see the previews for it?
Yeah, it's stupid, though.
I thought it was going to be like a funny type movie.
Stupid as fuck.
That shit is trash. Super trash. Dumpster juice, my nigga. So let me tell you what it was about. So it was this black lady, right? It was a black girl.
White kids.
And she liked this dude. In high school, whatever. So they go and he gets her to come into like a dark room somewhere to get him some head. So she goes in there. It's all dark and shit. She gives the dude head, and then she comes out, and then the dude she was supposed to be giving head to was out there looking at her, laughing at her with everybody else at the school and shit, embarrassed the shit out of her, right?
Yeah.
So now she's just mad, and she just later on she's still in the same town, and then. Taking out all the anger on everybody in the town, the kids, you know what I mean? Buying them alcohol and letting them party at a place and all kind of crazy shit. I was like, this shit here, why?
Bitch, move. Like, why are you still in that fucking town?
You, know just,
you must want to be
something, you know she like, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? She must have enjoyed being
slutty.
Well, no, I'm saying made fun of in high school. She could have been left.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that movie, shit was trash.
Movie sounds dumb.
First of all, like, what? You waited a long time to take revenge because you gave fans the wrong dude. Girl.
Shorty that played Ma is a good actress, though. He is. He's definitely a good actress.
Yeah,
I forgot her name.
That's her money thing.
I mean, shit, I'm sure, you know, work. More power to her. Matter of fact, go see Ma just because she in it.
Yeah.
Support the black lady in the lead role.
You know what I'm saying? It's probably... There's some good scenes in it. I still want to
see. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love seeing white people die, but that shit, that shit don't.
Why do you love seeing white people die, Dave?
Because
what's wrong with you?
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun.
You know how great what's the joint with Jamie Foxx with Django was? That was amazing.
You know what? I didn't even get through.
Well, that white folks like that, yeah.
Listen, all
of. Oh, you're talking about racist white people?
Racist. Now,
listen,
yeah.
I mean, listen. They kill us all the time. Can all I see time. Some white people die every once in a while?
Yeah. We always the first to go, fun, right, Dave? Right. We always the first to go.
It's fun.
I like the scary movies. Because the scary movies be getting them, too. They be stupid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The white dude be getting in. Oh, yeah, Sally.
Sally.
I'm about to lay this Johnsonville sausage on you.
Okay, so what type of movies are we talking about?
Yo, you sound like a full-fledged porn over here, my nigga. What are you talking about?
Why it had to be porn?
Because
you just
Jason and them be titties and stuff, everything.
Titties. Oh, yeah, the opening scene was titties, I think. Or
like the old school ass and everything.
Why? Shit. Nigga had the mullet.
Yeah. He came from behind it and cut that nigga neck.
Jesus
Christ. Y'all niggas is fucking retarded.
Flat nigga would have knocked that nigga out. Oh, hell no. I'm a finish nigga. Then ran.
Fucking Jason.
Yo, again, happy born day to my nigga Moses, man. Hey,
Yeah.
Shaboobie. Yo, good news or bad news? Like, somebody was like, yo, I got good news for you. I got bad news.
Always
for you.
Let me get the bad news first.
Why though?
Let's get this shit out the way.
Right. Get the bad news out the way.
Ain't got time for you to get me all hyped up.
Right.
But then, you know what I'm saying? Bring me all down. I'm a fucking flip.
What if they both bad news?
Sometimes it do be like it's like good news for the other person, but not for you. Like, this, what the fuck?
No. Right.
Bad news and worse news.
Bad news or worse news?
Yeah, I mean, I don't give a fuck what news it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just give me the shit.
Just bring it.
Give me the shit, man.
I mean, stop prolonging.
Whatever it is.
Let me know what it is.
Okay.
Give a fuck about that shit. Bad news or good news?
Good
let
news,
me know
I'm
what
not pregnant. Bad news, I'm on my period.
Damn it.
Truth or dare?
What?
I don't know, nigga.
I don't even choose none of them.
Truth. Choose none of them.
Because both of them get you in trouble. Like, it's no win-win. Oh, so, oh, true, huh? Okay. And then there, oh, yeah, won't you lick this right here? I ain't licking shit.
Whoa.
Lick the toilet.
Depending on who it man. Is. Come on now, hold up.
Definitely don't want to lick the toilet, boy.
Eat a grasshopper, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
That's crazy shit, man.
What is wrong? What your minds and shit? What the fuck?
You said eat a grasshopper, nigga.
Right.
No, I'm talking about like.
You trying to eat
that
cricket
and shit.
Eat a cricket, right. You ain't going to lick anything. But some things you will lick. Now, come on. Black man.
We're not talking about that kind of shit today, man.
Now, first of all, introduce yourself since you just sat down.
Come on, my name. What's my name?
Which is right. What you want to call yourself? What you want to call yourself a dirty water cuz?
JW, no. Nigga.
Hell no. Not hell no. Fuck no.
God damn.
Ain't no JW, nothing. Nigga. My name,
JW son.
JWJ, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Your name is Junior.
No. Fucking Junior.
Hit him with the straight Junior.
Yeah.
Junior.
Well, I tell you something I've been waiting on, man. I've been waiting on, like, I want to see, like, the homeless people get a little bit more advanced.
Why?
This nigga want the homeless people to pull out an iPhone.
They basically telling me they lying.
Come on, my nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, first of all, you expect
nigga passing out flies.
You expecting we'll too much food. From a homeless person. That's what you're doing. You're
well, I'm just saying, what if they was out there with a sign saying my Cash App is this?
What's
first of all. I'm not giving. Why am I giving money to a person with a bank account? You know what I mean? You got a bank account and you got a smartphone with minutes on it.
It always be the military guys though.
What?
It usually be like the military what guys.
I don't most give a fuck.
They be homeless and shit, so they probably they have y'all a bank account.
Y'all know they bread.
Now they have a bank account.
So they got a bank account, but they still homeless?
Mm-hmm.
No, nigga, you sound stupid.
Just,
where you getting your mail homeless. At? How you getting your statements?
They want to pass out papers and shit.
Can't get your statements.
Hey, look here. Do you have any change to spare? I'm going to pass out this paper. It has my number on it and my fax.
Right.
In case you think about me, send me the money or I'll come pick it up.
Right, no.
That's how advanced you want it to be?
I'm just saying, man.
Got their own Ubers?
Right. I think because the change thing is going out of style. No, hell no.
You know,
y'all want to get down another big ball?
I would, but every time I try to go in the store and give them something, they don't want that. They want money.
Right.
So that ain't my fault.
First of all, change is not going out of style. You know why?
Because because
the dope man still take change, nigga. That's what half of them niggas is going to buy dope with it. And they ain't homeless. Mm. They just try and get it how they can get it.
Get the extra.
You know how easy. You know why I know a lot of these niggas ain't homeless? Because it's way too easy to find cardboard around here. These niggas, they always got a fresh piece of cardboard. How you get a fresh piece of cardboard and a pin? I can never find a pin when I need one.
And shirts was good.
You know what I mean? But these niggas got a pin and some cardboard. I never find a piece of fucking box when I need one, too.
Maybe because you don't look hard enough, Dave.
No, that's because, maybe.
You're looking in the right spot.
Now them niggas got cribs with a whole bunch of cardboard and pins in their crib. So they can make signs.
They all live together, nigga. They just take turns. Okay, you got Monday shift, Tuesday shift.
We talked about pimping already. That's what it was. You brought it up, my nigga.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's one.
I got $10 on
me. Nigga, I don't need no another bottle. Okay. What you talking about? OG trying to get us wasted before the game start. It's right before game
it's
5 start.
Like right now. Go get my homeless money.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but gotta go and grab it now.
Nice.
Got a dime.
We recording, though.
AJ ain't.
I'm broke, so
we don't need no more liquor, man.
I'm broke, telling you, man. Shit, real out here.
It's thin.
Let's take it to the east side.
Damn.
Talk about the orange store. We didn't get a chance to talk about the orange store.
Yeah,
I know that was Moses' people.
Mm.
Yeah, they were from Yemen, man. It was the nicest guys around, man.
Yeah, they were cool.
Robbed that boy for killed that boy for $27 goddamn dollars.
27? I thought it was 20.
I heard 27.
Nigga, 27 don't make a fuck.
They ain't got the 30 yet.
Old boy was cool though. I always like mess with him. Yeah, man. Like,
cool. Yeah,
always,
they all of them there were cool, man.
Let me get the backwoods. Like $20. I was like, what the fuck? Nah, $6. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Okay, $5. I'm out of here, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Cool. So we was always fucking with him and like everyone that works there, we always fuck with. They cool.
It's
like
they can do that.
And they black just like we are, man.
For those that don't know, we're talking about the Clinton Road shooting. The guy that was in there, the clerk, he was shot and killed. It happened last month.
About a month ago.
Yeah.
Has it been a month already?
Oh, right, it was like the end of May. It was like the end of May.
Yeah,
so.
It's been right in a month.
So rest in peace to him.
Yeah, rest in peace to him, my peace, people.
Man. It was a good dude.
Yemenis.
He was a good dude.
Yep. Treat all the black people really good. Yeah, they opened up a store.
Because honestly, he was letting it, you know what I'm saying? Open up late just because he knew people come through.
Right.
And knew people come through late at night.
Yeah, wanting the snacks and juice and like, he didn't feel like, you know, so he let you go in there and get it. Like, it was, not everybody do it, they cut it real short. Like, you go out there, like, what, like 10, 11, shit's shut down. You got to go through the window. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, I don't blame him.
He was, he felt comfortable, man. So it's kind of fucked up. Yeah.
I heard he was sitting outside when a guy came up and popped him and stuff.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
Hot summer night, you know, came outside, get some fresh air. Smoke a cigarette, taking it easy.
Mm-hmm. Minding his business.
Making some money for his daughter.
Right.
He probably had that funny feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, something feel right.
Maybe not. Maybe
people, the last day, they was like, he was feeling kind of funny, like at the end of the night. Like, he don't feel right.
Damn.
Wow.
That shit crazy, man.
That shit be real. Yeah, that shit be real.
Put the guns down, little dumb niggas.
Young daughter, she was like one.
Stop shooting out here, man.
Yeah. And one on the way, right?
So, man, if you get that feeling like something ain't right, man, go ahead and go with your instincts, yo. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. That's your instincts.
Most time, your instinct be right, man.
Trust that feeling.
Shit's fucked up.
Broke niggas out here.
Especially down here where we are. Everybody down here broke.
Right.
I think everybody done feel that, like, that good feeling, like, being somewhere, like, something ain't right, man. Let me get the fuck out of here. But, like, you ain't fuck with it, like, I ain't rocking with this, something, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, Fayetteville, what up? Eastside, what up? Calm that bullshit down. West Side, what up? North Side. Raleigh, what up? Durham. Nightdale, Charlotte, what up? Baltimore, what up? New York, what up? Tampa.
Indiana, what's up out there?
Oh, yeah, Indianapolis, what up? LA, what up? Shit. Creek for Kids.
That's where all our family is, people.
Creek for Kids got an event coming June 22nd, which is not this Saturday, but it's the following Saturday. So bring your kids out there. It's going to be basketball, kickball, kind of different shit at the park. So,
good time.
Yeah, yep. You know, come out there, have a good time.
That sounds nice, though.
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, shout out to the fathers out there. It's going to be your day soon. It's coming up.
Happy Father's Day to all of us. All the other fathers out there in the nation.
You're talking about Father's Day on the next.
We'll talk about
that. Teach the children right.
Put
them guns down.
How unappreciated fathers are.
Word.
You know what I mean? They only put shit on sale. Yeah. Shit only going to sell 2 weeks before Mother's Day. The shit fucking a whole month ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's all good, though.
It's all good.
We gotta take that.
You almost hit Jizz on the head. Oh, also, don't forget about the Hatchet Morrissey Project too. Go check that out. It's on Tidal, iTunes, Spotify. Check us out. We on Spotify. We on Apple Podcasts. We on SoundCloud. What's up?
Just a little mix.
Yeah, I just said it. Check us out on Twitter. Dirty_water_NC. Check us out on Instagram, dirty_water_podcast. Dave, what's your shit?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Instagram. All right. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
This nigga trying to rush
I want to talk some more.
There you go.
I got something else to talk about, CJ. I've been waiting.
Right.
I was waiting till you sitting at the queue. It's nine. We're going to talk about something else. Okay?
What you want to talk about?
Okay, so I went to Wienerworks, right? So I'm in Wienerworks, right? So I go in there. I just want two hot dogs. So I go
you want
in there.
Two what?
Two, what's it, spring hot dogs, you know, with everything on it. So, OG, triple OG, I go in there, right? I look up. I see somebody big, fresh than mine. But it's a girl.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Light skinned.
God bless.
Even had the goddamn, you know what I'm saying, of it was the mustache. Yeah, like the mustache. I don't know what the fuck. Nah, she was a lady. Like,
dick probably been
she
in
wasn't
yours
no studs.
Too.
She just had to. Okay. She just had to be.
Calm down. Calm down. But go ahead, Moses.
That's what I'm saying. It would have worked if she was like, I'll be like, okay, I see you.
What you say? Oh, I like how you got that lined up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, first, let me.
Yo,
this
Bose
how I played
did
it.
It.
This
I
how
seen
I played
her at Bose
it.
House.
This how I played it.
Go ahead, Bose.
I said, let me get two spring hot dogs. She was like, yeah, okay.
And well, she was taking your order.
She was working.
Yeah,
she was taking the order.
She was the cashier. So
I gotta go back there and see her.
She was taking the money. So
sound like she needs the hand net around
yeah,
her chin.
I'm telling you, man. Like, what? I was like, what the fuck? Rat tat tat. But okay.
He's like, yo, where's your hand net for your chin?
What
time you get off? I'll pick you up.
Oh no.
Okay. See, cut your time, OG Michael.
This guy is crazy. So.
Trying to bag.
Ooh. Ooh. Anyway, so.
I don't know who he talking
I was
about.
Like, thank you, man. Have a nice day. And
So,
hold on. I said, thank you. Have a nice day. And I like your shit. I'm going to get my shit fixed as soon as I get out of here.
Right, I'm going to see Bones
like,
right now.
Yeah, she was like. She looking at me like, what? Same thing, yeah. Bones. Okay. Let me get my soda.
Tell
Let
him
me
what.
Get on out of here.
Tell
so
him.
At the same time, listen. So I'm watching them make my food. They got two new people, and you got one of the old dudes. It look like he just sweating, like he on some shit. He just like, and you gotta get the hot dogs right now. I'm telling you now. She gonna be mad if you don't get the hot dogs right now. She gonna be you're getting things right now. They gonna be mad now. I'm telling you now. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, he old slave ass.
Yeah, he old slave. Old slave. Old.
Y'all niggas.
Wait, first of all, tell
that lemon is mouth
she gay and he gay.
Oh my god.
Tell him which Wienerworks it is so he can.
No,
so
I'm
so
not saying shut up.
Go find the Sasquatch.
Nah, they got oh they'll see. God. They will see. Brother.
Okay. Brother. So go in there and know exactly what we're talking about.
Anyway,
I'm not talking about anybody.
Eastside.
I don't know who the fuck this is.
I can see like the people.
And I don't eat Wienerwerk, so.
Damn.
Don't eat Wienerwerk?
No, nigga.
He on that plant based
shit.
Yeah,
he don't
eat first of all, he ain't on no plant based nothing. That nigga just had turkey spaghetti.
That's a fact.
Right.
That shit was delicious, too.
I mean, y'all just make the story go longer. I mean, see, they
fucking Negan.
Huh?
I was just making the story go longer. CJ getting mad.
CJ don't give a
so
fuck.
So anyway,
man.
So I was looking in the back. The girl was trying
CJ's
to put the hot dogs.
Spaghetti.
She got her hands up like Talladega Nights. Will Ferrell with his hands up in the interview, like she don't know what to do with the plastic gloves. I'm just like, I just hope she put extra fries in there and just fuck up. I should have whispered, I had three fries. Put three fries in there. You know what I'm saying? But they did a thing. That shit was funny though.
Don't try to be on the bearded lady side after because you want some more
nah,
fries
she didn't fix the food.
Thank God.
She just took your order.
Yeah, she just took the order. Money.
Thank God. Mm.
She tried to rub his hand when he took the money.
Oh, man.
I put it on straight on the counter. Like, flipped it. Like, we used to do back in the day, like, the flip the dollar. I flipped it like that. Put the change down. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Y'all might got hairy knuckles. If you got a hairy face, you got hairy knuckles.
You got
okay.
And probably hairy legs too.
Well, yeah, somebody said somebody's sister.
What? Oh, listen. We're getting the fuck out of here. I got get out of here.
That girl getting more coochie than y'all.
Oh, my God.
Nah, she like dudes.
All right, what? Listen. Yeah. Dirty Water Podcast.
Yeah.
It's episode, what is this, 29?
This bitch ended crazy.
Got a fatty.
Yeah. Yo, we out of here.
Got a fatty.
With a beard?
Yeah, just, no. Yeah.
Got a fatty.
Ew.
I ain't fucking fatty with these niggas, man.
Winterworks Burger.
Twitter, all that shit, Instagram, fuck with us. We out of here. Yep.
Word.
Dirty Water.
Most. Word.